By now, you've probably heard me raving about Osea. I'm obsessed with their Mega Moisture Duo, and I even caught my partner using it the other day because he smelled like seaweed. Now that's hot, right? You know who else would love Osea? Your mom, or your friends that are moms, or if you're a mom, because being a mom is hard work, and I think all moms deserve a spa day this Mother's Day. And what better way to make every day a spa day than with Osea's Mega Moisture Duo? And right now, you can even get an additional 10% off your first order with our code DATEABLE at OseaMalibu.com. Treat moms to the everyday spa experience she deserves with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code DATEABLE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use the code DATEABLE for 10% off.
Hi, I'm Yui Shu.
And I'm Julie Kraftchik.
We're active daters turned dating sociologists.
Here to dive into everything modern dating and relationships.
Welcome to the DATEABLE Podcast. Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of Brunch Talk, where we dissect, analyze, and beat to death your dating.
Oh my God, UI.
We make them come to life.
I like that. I like that spin.
But this question is not for that. So don't worry. We're going to get to our Brunch Talk question. How do I step more into my feminine energy?
And for more context, I've had a lot of masculine energy my whole life as I've navigated difficult situations. Now I'm ready to let myself be feminine as I prepare to re-enter the dating scene. How can I embrace and grow this energy?
Like you're watering a plant and growing it somehow. I wish that's how people worked, and that's not how it works. Personally, I don't believe there's a feminine or masculine energy. We just have different energies and we can gender them or not. I'd rather not. And for anybody who feels like they have to push themselves into a feminine or a masculine energy, yeah, it must mean that it's not natural for
right.
you. It's not authentic to who you are. That's like telling you to be someone who you aren't. So I'd rather we not think about it in a way of like, oh, I need to be more in this energy and think about how do I grow more of the authenticity in who I am.
I am just shocked that we're still talking about feminine and masculine energy in 2024.
I know
it's a big thing though. If you go on like TikTok and dating influencers that have no background at all, they'll be talking about the feminine energy. It's one of the most yeah. viewed things on TikTok, apparently. I learned this recently. I agree with you. I think it's detrimental because this goes back to all the challenges with dating we talk about so much on this podcast of we've been told that we need to follow certain rules, act a certain way, and that's how we land our partner. And mm-hmm. it is being yourself, being authentic to who you are is how you land the right partner for you. How exhausting would it feel to be in your feminine energy, making sure that you're dainty? And I feel like I did this for a little. So I'm speaking to someone that also followed this advice back in the day. I was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't talk about work as much. Maybe I should be like a little more feminine and flirt more and all the yeah. stuff.
Oh my God.
And it's exhausting because you're sitting there being like, how do I be this like caricature of myself?
Yes.
And then the person that likes that doesn't even know you at the end of the day.
Because their true colors will have to come out eventually.
Right. And just because you're not in your feminine quote unquote energy, what does that even mean? That doesn't mean that you can't. I hate flirting too. I hate that word.
Yeah.
And I don't hate what flirting stands for. I like playful energy. For me, being playful with partners has always been something that's core to who I am. But when you put it under the term flirting or being feminine, it now becomes this like mold that I'm trying to morph into where I probably actually embraced a lot of the stuff on my own anyways.
Yes.
So I would say to this person that wrote in, instead of looking at it as feminine energy, think about like, what is it that makes up feminine energy? Like, what are those qualities? Mm-hmm. And look at like, which ones are natural to you already?
The only people who should be thinking about stepping more into their feminine or masculine energies would be actors
yeah.
who are trying to play a certain role. But if you're trying to find true connection, this is why this is so triggering for me. This is a very Chinese thing for any of our Chinese listeners. This is so Chinese. I'm from Beijing. We're known as the loud mouth, straight talking, direct people.
I did not know that.
Yes. So in China, if you're a Beijing girl, everybody knows, you know, you're just a direct talker. You just talk loud and you tell people how you feel. My mom, and as well as like the other women in my life who've, you know, been growing up with this, will always say, if you want a man, you got to act more Taiwanese. And Taiwanese women are known, there's a Chinese word, dia, which just means like, you're a little whinier. And like the way you would speak is, there's been many videos done on this. Let's say you're talking to your husband. Instead of asking, like a Chinese person would be like, hey, husband, what do you want for dinner? You know, like that, very direct. If you're a Taiwanese woman, apparently how you would do it is you go, husband, you hungry? What do you feel like?
Oh my God.
That is how I've been taught to be more feminine, to get a man. Okay.
I can't even imagine you ever doing that voice. I don't want to ever hear that voice again. I'm going to unhear that voice.
I mean, can you, Julie, can you imagine if one day you heard
No, I'd be horrified.
Say that to my partner.
You'd be like, I'm like, I'm leaving.
Are you possessed? Yeah. Where did this come from? And this is why it's so triggering to me, because like that is so anti who I am as a person. But I've been taught from my elders that that's how you should act to attract a man, to be more feminine. That's all to say, I understand in a relationship, polarity is very important. You want to be different. You want to have different energies with your partner. You don't want to be the same type of energy.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that it's like a feminine and masculine between a man and a woman. It just means you go back and forth to complement each other's energies.
I want to dive into this even more, but before we do, let's take a quick break to hear from our partners. Spring is in the air, and you know what adds an extra spring to my step? Our partners at Via Hemp. Need to chill out after a long day? There's a Via gummy for that. Dealing with anxiety or stress? There's a gummy for that too. Want to set the mood in the bedroom? There's a gummy for that called High Love. Via also carries a wide array of other gummies with and without THC, ranging from 0 to 100 milligrams. I've been struggling to stay focused lately, so I was excited to try out their Flow State gummies. These felt like a good bet to me too, because they were non-psychoactive and THC-free. But they definitely delivered, boosting my daily energy and focus. So whether you're a 2 milligram or a 50 milligram user, you can shop through their website for any strength and effects. So head to Via Hemp and use the code DATEABLE to receive 15% off and one free sample of their award-winning gummies, 21 plus. That's viahemp.com and use the code DATEABLE at checkout. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Take your passion and pleasure to a whole new level with High Love from Via Hemp.
Confession, I have a secret about how I've been able to update my wardrobe with only high quality but affordable pieces these last few years. And now I have to let the secret out because they're sponsoring this episode. It's called Quince. Yeah, if you know, you know. Quince has premium European linen dresses, gorgeous washable silk tops, luxurious cashmere, and the best part, they're priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner directly with top factories. So no more middleman, and that's why it costs less to you. I know Julie got herself some nice cashmere pieces, and at only $50 a sweater, come on. And I recently ventured into home goods. I got myself some premium cotton percale sheets. Ultra cooling and just feels like a 5-star hotel every night, and it's so perfect for the upcoming hot months. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/dateable for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/dateable to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/dateable. Want relationship advice from one of the leading experts in the field of couples therapy? Then Reimagining Love is for you. Hosted by one of our favorite guests on Dateable, Dr. Alexandra Solomon. She is a clinical psychologist, couples therapist, professor, and award-winning author. It is your destination for profound, enlightening discussions about love, family, intimacy, and everything in between. But more than that, she gives us the opportunity to reimagine ourselves, our relationships and our world. So on the show, Dr. Alexandra gives in-depth research-backed takes on topics like dating, jealousy, communication, commitment, personal growth, and features notable guests from the worlds of therapy, academia, and pop culture, such as me and Julie from Dateable, among other people you may have heard of like Esther Perel, Susan Cain, and Emily Nagoski. Her podcast is incredible, definitely worth a listen. We loved being on it, and we love having Dr. Alexandra on our show. So you can find her podcast, Reimagining Love, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I can't relate 100% to the voice, but I do relate to the like morphing yourself into someone else and things you're supposed to say, things you're not supposed to say. Are you supposed to lead? Are you not supposed to lead? And I know when I was playing by those rules, one, I was not authentic to myself at all. Mm-mm. And then also I was a sitting duck. I was just passively waiting.
Yes.
And that did not feel good to me. And that being said, I don't mean that like taking initiative and like reaching out was stepping into my masculine.
No.
It was just like, if I want to talk to someone, I'm going to talk to someone. That's just who I am. It doesn't mean that you were doing that. I don't think all of a sudden you have to be like, I'm now planning all the dates. Like, I think there's a lot that's ingrained in us about gender. No one's denying that. For me, it was a step to even be the one to like message first on dating apps and to suggest hanging out. I also felt like I didn't want to be the one to fully plan the date. In today's world, I might be different on that, but that's how I felt when I was dating. So what I would do is I would kind of still initiate, like I'd reach out or I'd like when the conversation was at a certain point, I'd be like, oh, this would be a better conversation for in person, or it's hard to text through these apps. Like, here's my number if you want to chat more. I would kind of not be the one to ask for the date, but I would put the ball out there that I was interested. And I actually had a lot of people say to me, you were so much more like forthcoming than other people I talked to. And that's how I actually had dates, right? Because I put it out there.
Yeah.
I don't think it's all or nothing is what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't think you need to like morph into this super planner mode and not let anyone do it. Like, I think at the end of the day, if you give an inch, it doesn't mean that you take a mile. It's a give and take.
You embody all of the different types of energy. So lean into the ones that truly feel good for you.
Yeah.
I do believe biologically as women, we have more of a motherly energy, whether we call that feminine, but I think it's the motherly energy we embody that we can surely lean more into. We shouldn't fight against it, right? If you are on a date and you feel like you really want to show this person you care for them, that's leaning into that energy. That's not against the grain.
No.
You're not pretending to be someone you're not. But then we also embody this other energy sometimes of like getting shit done and doing things, making things happen. Sure, you can call that masculine energy if you want to, but like lean into what feels good to you instead of qualifying them as feminine or masculine. Just do what feels natural to you.
I love that so much. And I think that's like spot on because I feel like I've never been someone that's thought of myself as like feminine energy. Like that's never been like a thought. Like I thought I need to lean into my feminine energy more when I was in this state. But yeah, like I remember many partners have been like, you're so supportive, you're so caring, you've such a big heart. But that was all just natural.
Yeah.
So it's how do you bring out the sides that are natural to you?
Yes.
I would so much rather this listener focus on what makes them a great partner, removing all the labels.
Yes.
And just focus there and then move in that direction.
And think about what it is you're trying to accomplish. I feel like we have this discussion about energies is because we just want the other person to feel good at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So do we feel like, oh, we have to be more feminine to make them feel more masculine? That's so wrong. That's like such a wrong way to go about it. Your goal is just trying to make someone feel good. You want to leave them a better person than before they met you. And lean into whatever that means. Mm-hmm. Don't be mean. Don't be irresponsible. Don't be disrespectful. Those are all positive energies of being a good human being. We don't have to say they're masculine or feminine.
And I feel like maybe you should have said this up top, but UA and I, we have another podcast that many of you are aware of, Exit Interview.
Yes.
And we had this whole conversation with one of our guests, Deborah. So highly recommend tuning in for that too.
Yes.
And she actually was not a hetero dater. And we were were shocked how much this stuff even yes. moved into the LGBTQ plus environments of dating.
Yes.
So it shows that none of us are immune to it. This all trickles in. She was really focused on, should I be in my femme? Should I be in my mask?
Yes.
And we had to have this conversation of like, just be you, you know, like that's what someone's going to be drawn to. So no one's immune to it. No one.
I know. I was so in shock when she was like, should I wear more dresses? Well, do you want to wear more dresses? Right. I mean, it's like, do it if you want to. And also know that we're constantly evolving. Maybe today you want to wear dresses. Tomorrow you don't.
Right.
Maybe today you want to hold someone's hand. Tomorrow you want to put your hands around their shoulder. Today you may be the one cooking. And then tomorrow you may be the one deciding where to go. Like, who cares? Just do what feels good for you, and the right person for you will complement you
yeah.
in a relationship. And then your roles keep on changing, your energies keep on changing and evolving. That's the right relationship for you when you can go through all those evolutions together.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be so rigid.
Ugh.
Okay, well, I'm glad we tackled this conversation. And thank you for the listener that wrote in, because this is something that, like we said, still popping up in 2024 yes. all the time.
Get your questions in. You can email us, hello@datablepodcast.com. You can DM us on Instagram, @datablepodcast is a handle. Or if you want your answers quickly, then you can send us your question in the body of your review on Apple Podcasts. Give us 5 stars first and then write the review with your question in it. Then we'll bump it up to the front of the line.
Love it. See you next week.
Bye. The Dateable Podcast is part of the Frolic Media Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts. You can follow us on Instagram @datablepodcast and visit datablepodcast.com for access to all the episodes and our premium programs. Also, make sure to subscribe today if you haven't already on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform so you are the first to get all the latest episodes. And most importantly, stay dateable.